You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Amazing new bonus offers on the Marriott Bonvoy Amex cards, the five best MasterCards to use at Costco, and enter to win a one-night stay at the Hampton Inn, Calgary downtown. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for February 6th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and we're going to kick things off with credit cards. So yes, we got some amazing new bonuses out on the Marriott Bonvoy American Express cards. It's the same bonus out that is out on the consumer card and on the business version of the card. These are some of Canada's best travel credit cards. They don't get that much attention outside of the points and miles community, but they really should because they are very valuable. They're amazing cards. I use the card every single day for purchases that I'm not putting on my American Express Cobalt card because there is just so much value in these cards. If you're somebody who stays at a hotel maybe even just once a year, you should have this card in your wallet. You don't even have to be a points and miles aficionado. If you stay in a hotel, one of these cards should be on your radar. So both of these cards are now being offered with a bonus of up to 110,000 Marriott Bonvoy points. This bonus is awarded if you apply for the cards by April 7th, 2026. So there's not a huge window to get it, so you'll want to jump on it sooner than later. So the bonus offer is broken down as follows. So on the consumer version, the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card, you can earn 80,000 points after you spend $6,000 on the card in your first 6 months. That's pretty easy. $1,000 a month, that's not bad at all to get those 80,000 points. Plus, after holding onto the card for over a year, you'll get 30,000 points when you make one purchase. So that just has to be $1 in the 15 month of card membership. So you're gonna get 110,000 points that way with this card. This card has a $120 annual fee. I'll talk about valuations just after this, but let's look at the bonus on the Marriott Bonvoy Business American Express card. So like I said, it's the same bonus, 110,000 points. So with this one, you get 80,000 points after you spend $10,000 on the card in your first 6 months of membership. So what is that? That's just over $1,500 a month. Not bad either, especially for small businesses. If you put a lot of spend on your business cards, you can earn that pretty quickly. And you'll also get 30,000 points when you make a purchase of at least $1 in your 15th month of card membership. So that's something you have to put in your calendar to make sure that that 15th month, you get that one purchase. Ideally, these are cards you're gonna be using as a daily driver outside of something like the Cobalt card or other high points earning cards in certain categories, because these cards are some of the best for your base earn rate. So for spending at places where you don't get an accelerated earn rate, the Marriott cards are some of the best in Canada. Like I said, both of these cards, you have to apply for them by April 7th to take advantage of this bonus offer. So in terms of that 110,000 points, what is that worth? Well, we value Marriott Bonvoy points at no less than 1 cent Canadian each. So that 110,000 point bonus multiplied by 1 penny each, you're looking at $1,100 in value. Now, you do have to hold on to the either card for 2 years. You have to subtract 2 years of annual fees to get a baseline value, which would be $860 for the consumer card or $800 for the business card. But that is a 1 cent valuation on the points. There are many cases where you can get much more than that with the Marriott Bonvoy program. Especially here in Canada, I'm finding a lot of hotels are just keep jumping up in price, getting more and more expensive, but the points amount aren't following. So you can easily redeem for 1.4, 1.5, or even more cents per point. There's even times where I've put up examples on the website where you get 3 cents per point. So 110,000 points times by 3 cents, that's $3,300 in value from that bonus. That's just huge, right? But you know, more realistically, you're probably in that 1 to 2, 2.5 cent range. But yeah, there are the you know, places where you can get even more value. For example, here at the Rewards Canada family, our last redemption, which we just made a couple weeks ago, we got 1.95 cents per point. So that puts that 110,000 points at a value of $2,145. Like that's just, again, just simply amazing. So yeah, we redeem points for a 5-night stay, and with the Marriott Bonvoy program, you get the 5th night free, like the cheapest night out of the 5, you get that free. So that just pushes the value of those points even higher. That's just a great thing about this program. So that's what we did. Like I said, at a minimum, you're probably looking at $1,100 in value from those bonus points. You know, with this new bonus, the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card, the consumer one, knocks the BMO VI Porter World Elite MasterCard out of our monthly listings of the most valuable welcome bonuses. The BMO VI Porter card has held it for months on end now, But now the Marriott Bonvoy card is more valuable than that. So it takes first spot in this month's rankings. You know, normally I cover that in some videos, but there's so much to cover this week. So I'll just put the links below to our top, welcome bonus offers for cashback, travel, and small business cards. I'll put the links below in the description so you can check that out. We won't cover them this month in our videos. I should also note that the business card lands in third spot in the small business rankings, just a couple cards ahead of it. As you can see on the screen, I have those top five cards listed there. So basically it should be noted that these Marriott Bonvoy cards, like I said, a lot of Canadians should be considering this, not just the points and miles people. You know, anybody who wants to stay at a hotel, consider these cards because there's so much value. These are keeper cards. These are not cards you churn. These are cards you keep and bring you value every year, actually every day if you're using it as a daily spending card like myself. Now, the reason why it's a keeper card, number one, so the huge bonus when you first get the card, that more than pays that annual fee. You know, $1,100 of value and you're paying $240 for 2 years of annual fees or $300 with the business card. Huge value there. And then every year after that, starting with your first year anniversary, you get a free night award. Now that free night award can be used at a hotel of up to 35,000 points in cost. You can also add an additional 15,000 points from your account to redeem for a 50,000 point hotel or anywhere between 35 and 50,000. Now that annual free night award, if you've followed Rewards Canada for any length of time, you'll know we've put up examples where you can get $200, $300, $400, or even more in value from that free night award. And you're just paying $120 for this card. So you can get yourself a really decent hotel stay for only $120 instead of paying, you know, $300 or $400. So that's that ongoing benefit. Then you get the 15-night status credit for having the card, which gives you automatic Silver Elite status in the Marriott program. You spend $30,000 on the card annually, you get bumped up to gold. There's just so many extra benefits for this card. And like I said, these cards are some of the best base earning cards. Like for, you know, non-accelerated earn rates, both of these cards earn 2 points per dollar spent. So if you take our low valuation of 1 cent per point, that's a 2% return on spending. There's not many cards that offer 2% on all your non-accelerated spending. If you take something like my last redemption of 1.95 cents per point, that's a 3.9% return on base spending. That is just amazing. Like, there's gonna be very few cards in the market that will give you 3.9% on your base spending. So that's just why this card is just so good and so many more Canadians should have it. Actually, I have a video discussing why more Canadians should have this card. I'll link to it right here. Check that out so you can learn more about all the benefits and the value from the Marriott Bonvoy cards. As always, a big thank you to everyone who applies for these credit cards or most credit cards that we list on our website or in our description below, anywhere we're doing our Rewards Canada stuff. By applying through those links, you are supporting Rewards Canada and you are supporting us bringing you the best and most encompassing loyalty rewards content in Canada all for free. So once again, thank you so much to everybody who does apply via our links. All right, so those weren't the only American Express cards to see an increased welcome bonus come out this week. The other card that had it was the American Express Business Gold Rewards card. So this card is now offering up to 70,000 membership rewards points when you apply for this card and meet the minimum spending requirements. This is 30,000 points higher than the standard offer of 40,000 points that we've seen for quite some time on this card. So the welcome bonus offer is broken down as follows. So you're gonna earn 50,000 points after spending $7,500 on the card in your first 3 months. So $2,500 a month, a little bit of a higher spend, but still nowhere near a lot of the spending requirements for a lot of cards in the market. $2,500 is not bad, especially for a business if you're putting a lot of your business expenses on your cards. So you'll get those 50,000 points. And then if you can spend $30,000 on the card within your first 12 months, so that's $2,500 a month across the entire year, you will get another 20,000 points for that total of 70,000 points. That's no less than $700 in value when you use points for purchases or use points for, you know, any travel you book on the card. Use it for fixed points for travel, that's up to $1,400 of value. And of course, the value just jumps up even higher if you convert that to Air Canada Aeroplan, British Airways Club, Air France KLM, Marriott, all these different options that you can use with the program. But you know that at least it's $700 in value. And that takes us into another small business card which had a change to their welcome offer this week, and that is the Scotiabank Passport Visa Infinite Business Card. So it continues to offer the same amount of bonus points as before, which is 40,000 Scene Plus points, but what they've done is they've now made it first year free. So that $199 annual fee is waived in the first year. So it's a good way to test out this card. This is kind of a sleeper card, just kind of like I talk about the Scotiabank Platinum American Express card being a sleeper card. This one's a sleeper card in the business market. I don't see a lot of people talk about it, and yet it is a pretty decent card. But before I go into the details of why it's a pretty decent card, let's see how this bonus offer is broken down. So you're going to earn 30,000 bonus Scene Plus points when you spend $5,000 on the card in your first 3 months. So what is that? Just over $1,500 a month on your card. Not bad in terms of spending requirements to get the first 30,000 points. And then you have to spend $60,000 on the card within your first 12 months to get an additional 10,000 points. Those 40,000 points are worth $400 towards any travel or redeemed at Scene Plus partners. So now let's look and see why I consider this a pretty decent business card. So number one, it's got a nice flat earn rate. 1.5 Scene Plus points for every dollar you spend on this card. That's it. It's a simple earn rate. That works out to a 1.5% return when you redeem that for any travel or you redeem that via Scene Plus partners. So 1.5%, you know, just a nice, easy, steady earn rate. But what really makes this card stand out, it is the only, you know, publicly available small business card with no foreign transaction fees. So just like a lot of the other Scotiabank cards, you know, the Passport Visa Infinite, Infinite Privilege, the Gold Amex, the Platinum Amex, this card also features no foreign transaction fees. So when you use this card outside of Canada, you're going to save the 2.5%, which most cards charge, but it's 1.5 to 3% is the rates that most Canadian cards charge when you make a purchase that's not in Canadian dollars. So this is even ideal for businesses who are importing a lot of goods, and those places that you import from accept credit cards. That's going to save your business 2.5% on all those purchases. So that's a huge, huge benefit. That's probably the main reason you'd want to get this card, is if you're a big importer of products or you do travel a lot for your business and you need to have a business card for those purchases, because you're going to save that 2.5%. I always say 2.5%, but it is 1.5 to 3%. You know what I mean. And the other big benefit on this card is just like the other Passport cards, it comes with airport lounge membership. So yeah, you get Visa Airport Companion with 6 annual passes. So it pays your membership fee for every year, and then you get 6 annual passes every year to access those lounges for free 6 times per year. So another big value. So basically this lounge benefit alone can be worth over $400, which more than makes up for that $199 annual fee after your first year, because of course right now with this offer you're getting the card for free in the first year. So we'll take a look at one more increased welcome bonus this week that came out, and that was on the Simply Financial Cashback Visa card. So this is a no-fee entry-level cashback card that is actually really decent. We rank it as the 4th best no-fee cashback card in Canada. And right now when you get this card, you can earn 20% cashback in the first 3 months on up to $500 of spending. So that's $100 cashback on eligible gas, groceries, drugstore purchases, and pre-authorized payments. So yeah, so if you max out that 20%, you're gonna get $100 cash back. Like I said, it's a no-fee card, so there's no fees attached to it. What makes it the 4th best no-fee cashback card in Canada is 4% cash back on eligible restaurant, bar, and coffee shop purchases up to $5,000 per year. And then it earns 1.5% cash back on eligible gas, groceries, drugstore, and pre-authorized payments. But of course, those are the categories you're gonna be earning 20% back in the first 3 months, and then you're gonna drop down to the 1.5 after that. I should mention that those categories at 1.5%, it's on $15,000 purchases per year, and then all other purchases are 0.5%. So a little bit of a lower base earn rate, and that's why the card isn't 4th. You know, if it had a 1% base earn rate, it'd probably be higher, but still comparable to Tangerine and most other entry-level no-fee cashback cards, is that 0.5% is your kind of base earn rate. It's just those other earn rates that really make the card that much more valuable. I will state that the biggest drawback in this card is that you only get your cashback rewards once per year. Almost all other issuers have moved to monthly or on-demand cashback. Basically, it's the Simply Cashback Visa card and American Express's Simply Cash cards that are once per year. Almost like I said, everybody else has gone monthly or on demand. So hopefully we'll see Simply change that, and hopefully we'll see American Express change that on their cashback cards so that we have an entirely level playing field on the cashback card market. All right, we're going to close out credit cards this week with a look at the top 5 MasterCards to use at Costco. So this is something we've talked about in a lot of our videos. We actually have a whole video on this from last year on the top 5 MasterCards to use at Costco. People have asked me if I can update that for 2026. I have been holding off because there are so many changes coming up in the market. I don't want to make that video and then have to make it again in a couple months. It doesn't make sense. So I'm just giving you guys an update right now. So the current changes to it has seen me remove the BMO AirMiles World Elite MasterCard. So that was the number 1 card to use at Costco if you're not a Rogers customer. We've removed it because you can't apply for those cards right now. Now, everybody who has those cards can still earn those higher earn rates of, like, what is it, 1.67 to 1.75% back at Costco. So a good return there. But so if you have the card, keep using it at Costco. But for those who don't have it, we may have to wait to see what they're going to offer on the new Blue Rewards MasterCard. So that's one of the changes that's coming up, is once we know the details of the new Blue Rewards MasterCards, if they're going to keep that warehouse accelerator, which I believe they are, then it might come back into first spot. We just have to wait till we know all the details on the program, all the earn rates, everything. That's gonna be coming up in a few months. So that's why I don't wanna make a full video, because of Blue Rewards. And then we also know of another MasterCard coming out very shortly here. So we're waiting to see what the earn rates are on that card, because that may affect the list. I don't know, maybe in about 3-4 months, I will do a whole video entirely just on the top MasterCards to use at Costco. The other change that we made in this current update though, is I added the Zolve MasterCard, the one that I've talked about on our website for like the past month or so. This is that new card. It offers 2% cash back when you use a digital wallet. So like Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay, you can earn that at Costco if you use your, you know, your phone to pay. The reason why I only give it honorable mention though, and don't place it as the best cashback card, there's a couple reasons. Number one, it's not available to residents of Quebec. So I'll let you know that my standard is that the card has to be available to all Canadians to be ranked as a top five, or like our top travel credit cards or top cashback cards. If it's not, we can't consider it. So things like the Meridian, a lot of people ask me about the Meridian cards. Those are only available in Ontario, so we don't really rank them. Same with the ATB MasterCard here from Alberta. We don't rank it in our overall rankings because they are specific to regions. They're not Canada-wide. So same thing with Zolve, not available to Quebec. And the second reason is that you have to use your digital wallet to be paying at Costco. So if you exceed the tap limit, which I believe Costco most of the time is $250, you're gonna have to pull out your physical card, and then you're only gonna earn 0.5%. So that is why the Zolve card gets an honorable mention in our top five MasterCards to use at Costco. So with the removal of the Bank of Montreal Air Miles World Elite MasterCard, it moves the Rogers Red World Elite back into first spot. So it's always been first spot for Rogers, Shaw, Fido customers. But it was in second spot because it was a touch lower at 1.5% for non-Rogers Shaw Fido customers versus, you know, Air Miles 1.67 or a little bit more. But with Air Miles out of there, they're back up top at 1.5%. Actually, you know, the first four cards are all 1.5%. But the fact that the Rogers Red World League MasterCard has no annual fee, that puts it at the top spot of the list for the MasterCards used at Costco. And then following the Rogers Red World Elite MasterCard is the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard, 1.5% at Costco as well. The RBC Cashback Preferred World Elite MasterCard, also 1.5% at Costco. And then in fourth, we have the BMO VI Porter World Elite MasterCard. On average, it's about a 1.5% return, but depending on how you redeem with Porter Airlines, you may get less than that or you may get more than that. So that's why 1.5% is average. And then we've moved the Air France KLM World Elite MasterCard into fifth spot. Same thing here, kind of a variable return like the VI Porter cards. You know, it only earns 1 mile per dollar. So that's gonna be, you know, 1 cent or 1.5 cents. I value flying Blue Miles at a minimum 1.5 cent, but it really depends on how you redeem. But you can get 2%, 3%, 4%. It could be technically for some people the best card to use at Costco. So that's something you have to determine to see if something like the Air France card would be better than the other cards on this list for you. All right, now we'll jump into loyalty and travel news for this week. It was a little bit of a quieter news week in this regard because the previous week was huge, right? With the Air Miles news, the Scene Plus news, the Starbucks news. So why don't we kick it off with more of our 25th anniversary celebrations. We have a surprise contest this week where you can win a one night stay at the Hampton Inn by Hilton, Calgary, downtown. So yeah, so our 25th anniversary celebrations continue. Just a few short days ago, we wrapped up the first contest. The winner has been contacted. I'll make that public here shortly. But right now we have a new contest running until February 11th, 2026, and you can enter to win, like I said, a one night stay at the Hampton Inn by Hilton, Calgary, downtown. This is one of the newest hotels in Calgary. So yeah, if you win this, you'll get a one night stay there. So yeah, so this contest is open to all Canadians, including Quebec, who are 18 and over. And like I said, you have until February 11th to enter the contest. So be sure you do so by that date. If you're watching this video afterwards, if you're still watching in 2026, we have a lot more contests coming up, a lot more promotions. So just keep checking back, keep checking the website. Like I've said previously, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary all year long. And next up, we have news from Air Canada, where you can now redeem Aeroplan points for ITA Airways flights. That's right. So the Italian airline, which is due to join Star Alliance later this year, has now become a redemption partner of the Air Canada Aeroplan program. So yeah, you can redeem your points with the airline. You still can't earn yet, but the fact that they're going to be part of Star Alliance sometime later this year, you should be able to earn Aeroplan points. You should be able to get reciprocal like elite benefits and things like that. Everything that happens with a Star Alliance partner airline. But for the time being, right now it's redemption only. And just like many of Air Canada Aeroplan's partner airlines, you can redeem just for flights on ITA Airways, or it can be a connection with an Air Canada flight or other Air Canada partner airline flights. And of course, because it is a partner airline, it's subject to the partner booking fee, which is $39. This is for all Aeroplan partner airlines. You have to pay that fee. So award flights on ITA Airways price out at the flat partner rate. So these are the set amounts. They're not dynamic like some Aeroplan partners. So you're looking at something like 40,000 points one way in economy class between Toronto and Rome, and business class should be 70,000 points one way. Aeroplan's rates for travel within Europe are really good. So that's something to check out too. Typically, you're looking at 7,500 points one way in economy, 15,000 in business. I have an example on the screen, like Rome to Paris for only 7,500 points on ITA Airways. So check that out. If you're planning any travels to Italy or within Italy, or want to connect through Italy to wherever else ITA Airways flies, this is another option to use your Aeroplan points. And now we'll jump back to another contest. We're going to talk about Rewards Canada's partner in Coast Hotels. They, a few weeks ago, launched their Konnichiwa contest. This is their annual contest. This is the third year in a row they've run it, where you can win a trip for two to Tokyo, a six-night stay, flights out of Vancouver, Seattle, or Los Angeles. All you have to do is become a Coast Rewards member and then enter the contest. And you have until February 28th to do so. And then hopefully you can win this prize. So be sure to check it out. There's a link below where you can enter. And then there's also second and third prizes, where second prize will win 20,000 Coast Rewards points and third prize will win 10,000 Coast Rewards points. And the last thing we're going to look at in loyalty and travel is this month's Air France KLM promo rewards. So these came out a little bit later this month. Normally they come out on the 1st, but that fell on the weekend. Last few months, they've been good at putting one on weekends, but not this month. They came out on the Monday. So this month, there are two Canadian cities, but one of them is harder to get. So they're Montreal and Toronto. Both are 25% off economy class tickets. So that means both will start at 18,750 miles one way. An amazing deal for traveling across the Atlantic at that amount. So 37,500 round trip. Montreal is great because it's open to all Flying Blue members, but Toronto is one of those Flying Blue extra exclusive. So that means you have to be a Flying Blue extra member. So that's that membership you have to buy from them. Not the greatest for economy class. If this was business class, it may make sense to buy the membership so that you can get the 25% off, but not ideal for 25% off in economy. So you may want to look at Montreal or see what may come out next month or the following months. But this current offer needs to be booked by February 28th, and it's good for travel until July 31st, 26. You see some examples on the screen. I always put the latest examples and availability charts. We're one of the few who actually put up examples every month of what is available. So you can see, you know, that there are options for using this program. And of course, because in January, the big news that we let you know at the start of the month, that American Express membership rewards points transfer one-to-one now to Flying Blue. This is huge for membership rewards members because you only need to transfer 37,500 membership rewards points to get one of those economy class round trip flights. Put this in perspective, Amex's fixed points for travel, 60,000 points and some really big fees. Aeroplan, you need 60 to 70,000 points for a round trip flight. And if you don't have an Aeroplan co-brand card, you're also paying for your luggage to get across the Atlantic, whereas Flying Blue includes it in their awards. Yes, Flying Blue's fees are a little bit higher, so it kind of works out to being similar to what Air Canada charges, because if you had to pay for luggage, right, with Air Canada. But of course, you're only using 37,500 points versus using 60 to 70,000. So this is really something to take into consideration if you're a membership rewards collector, especially on the Cobalt card. You know, 5x points earning, that's only $7,500 to get 37,500 miles for a round trip flight. You will not find that with any other card in Canada. All right, so this now takes us into Rewards Canada's Bonus Blast. So the Bonus Blast is we take a look at some of the more significant bonus miles and points offers we've added to the Rewards Canada website over the past week. We're adding dozens of offers every week, and these are the ones we think should be highlighted. And the first one is coming up from Air Miles. So this is kind of giving you advance notice. So next weekend, between February 13th and 15th, you can earn 30x the miles on most of your Air Miles earnings. So this is in-store partners, this is Air Miles shops, this is Air Miles travel. as long as you earn 1 mile, you'll get 30 times that. So of course, if you earn more miles, you'll get 30 times those miles, up to a maximum of 500 bonus miles per collector. So this is a really big bonus. You do have to opt in first. Opt-in is already available in the Air Miles app or on the Air Miles website. So be sure, go do that right now so you don't forget. And then yeah, if you earn 1 mile, you're gonna get 30 miles. You earn 10 miles, you get 300, and so on and so forth. Really, the major exception to earning the bonus is that card-linked offers are not included this time. I know the last time they ran a bonus like this, I believe they were, but this time card-linked is not included. And booking travel via Air Miles shops, so like, you know, Expedia, those type of partners through Air Miles shops are not included either. You need to book via Air Miles travel to get the 30 times miles. Like I said, this is valid February 13th to 15th, so make sure you go opt in for that right now. Next up, we have World of Hyatt's first system-wide bonus of the year. With their newest bonus journeys offer, you can earn up to 28,000 bonus points on stays in Canada and worldwide. So with this offer, you're gonna earn 3,000 bonus points for every 3 eligible nights you complete at participating hotels worldwide. Those nights do not have to be consecutive. So this is very similar to Best Western's offer where you need to stay multiple nights, but they don't have to be consecutive. And you can earn it up to 7 times for 21,000 points. Now, you'll earn an extra 1,000 bonus points for every 3 nights if you stay at Hyatt Place and Hyatt Select hotels. So if you complete all 21 nights for this promotion at Hyatt Place or Hyatt Select hotels, you will end up with 28,000 World of Hyatt bonus points. Here in Canada, we don't have Hyatt Select yet. We only have Hyatt Place and other Hyatt brands. So if you're a domestic traveler, you'll have to try and push 21 nights at just Hyatt Place hotels to get the entire bonus. Register for the offer right now. Go do it right now. Hit the link below in the description to our blog post. Hit the link to register with World of Hyatt so you don't forget. And that way you are set up. And then this is valid for stays until April 15th, 2026. And the last bonus we're gonna look at is a new buy points bonus from Marriott Bonvoy. So they've come up with a flat rate offer where all members can earn a 40% bonus when you buy Marriott Bonvoy points. This offer is available until March 26th, 2026. You can buy up to 150,000 points annually, and that's before any bonuses. That's just your base rate, and then they add the bonuses on top. So with the 40% bonus, you're buying points for 0.89 cents US. That's roughly 1.2, 1.21 Canadian cents. Actual price will end up being 1.27 to 1.4 because you have to pay GST or HST on those points. As you know, when I started the video talking about the new credit card offers for Marriott, where we give a minimum value of 1 cent per point for Marriott Bonvoy points, you ideally would not want to buy at 1.27 or 1.4, but you can find those higher up redemptions. Like for me, my last redemption was at 1.95 cents. So if I didn't have enough Bonvoy points, it would have made sense to buy them at 1.27. I'm in Alberta, so I get the cheapest rate, 1.27, because then I would actually be saving versus paying cash on that hotel. So you do have to do some calculations, and if you can come in at a, you know, a higher redemption value than what you're paying for the points, then by all means, you'll want to go ahead and buy the points. And just like a lot of the credit card offers, if you buy points through Rewards Canada, you are actually supporting Rewards Canada because we do earn a commission on buy points offers. Remember to always check out the Rewards Canada bonus offers section before you book any travel. It's found at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html. Before you book any flights, hotels, car rentals, you need to be checking this section out to find those extra offers because so many people are not earning the maximum amount of points or miles they should be on their travels, and they're leaving money on the table by doing so. So make sure, ingrain that in your processes, that you check those bonus offer sections before you book any travel, and that way you will be earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. A quick reminder that you will find links to all the topics covered in today's video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet. Hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos. Share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you think can benefit from the topics we cover here. And leave us a comment below, whether it's a question, a clarification, or even a correction on something we may have got wrong, or if you just want to say hi. We do our best to respond to all comments on our videos. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis and or our socials on a daily basis, because there are things we are covering that do not make it into this video. And if it's a short-term offer, it doesn't even make it into our newsletter. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to the Rewards Canada News newsletter. It comes out every Friday, and that is your complete roundup of everything to do with loyalty and credit cards in Canada for that week. And then on Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin. That is our roundup of everything we've added in terms of bonus miles and points offers to the website over the previous week. Those are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.